Welcome to the night show, except in the morning, a radio edition where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial. Because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Hot dog night is tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We're going to eat 1,000 hot dogs. There's a fireworks show, softball game, baseball game, fun for the whole family, prizes, all kinds of things. It's my favorite night of the whole year. So you're going to want to be there. And obviously, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks. All kinds of great stuff. Hot dogs are free. So just feed your whole family. It's going to be a blast. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Mainly sunny. High 80, low 60. But Mr. Holland, do you know which days are the strongest?
No, I just think they're days.
No, man, it's Saturday and Sunday. The rest are just weekdays.
Technically correct. Now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
weird science facts. Chewing gum burns about 11 calories an hour.
Okay. Looking to shed a little weight, pop in some gum. Takes you a little bit. I mean, you chew 24 hours a day. You could eat a pizza. That's how it works. People that are going to be not just chewing on gum. They're chewing on birthday cake. They're chewing on ice cream. That sounds like painful, but it's their birthday. Lily Ives, you're in sixth grade and it's your birthday. Happy birthday. You're the only one in the school. If you see Lily today, tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Fantastic day for a beautiful day for a birthday. Got some great weather coming up. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I got a letter in my mailbag. There isn't a name, but it says, "Hey, Mick, please pray for me. I am nervous about the achievement test, and I know praying will help." We will definitely pray for you. And even though I don't know who you are, God knows. Let's pray right now. Dear God, please be with our friend here and all the students that are nervous about the testing. Give them peace that passes understanding and remind them that these tests aren't going to hurt their grades and that they aren't anything more than a tool. We pray that you will give them the strength they need to do their best and forget the rest. Amen. You know what, friend? I'm glad that you knew to ask for help when you felt nervous. It reminds me of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Eunuchs were often pretty powerful people, and Acts 8 talks about the eunuch from Ethiopia that was a court official for the queen of Ethiopia. He was in charge of all her treasure. Sounds like a very powerful guy. Verse 29 says, "And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join his chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, 'Do you understand what you're reading?' And he said, 'How can I unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him." See, God sent Philip there for a reason, but the eunuch still had to ask for help. And because he asked for help, Philip explained the scriptures that he was reading and told him about Christ as the fulfillment of scripture. If the eunuch hadn't reached out for help, he may have never been saved, just like the writer of this letter. I hope that you can feel the prayers and know that we can cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for you. We should never be too afraid to ask for help, especially from God."
That's a great, great lesson, Mick. You know, as we step into this week, We got achievement tests this week, and something that we shouldn't be stressed about, something we don't need to worry about. We just do our best. But this week we're going to talk about doing our best and why that's important, why we do it. So today's verse is Colossians 3:23 through 24. It says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving Christ the Lord." So when you're getting ready to take these tests, you may be worried about the score and what your parents will think and what your teacher will think and how you measure up. And I want to encourage you to take a step back and say, when I take this test this week, I'm not taking it for them. I'm not taking it for others. I'm not taking it for myself or to see how I measure up. I'm taking it to glorify the Lord, to do my best for Him. And that's all He requires of you. He required that you work hard and use the time that He gave you wisely, use the incredible teachers that He gave you wisely. And then He asked that you give your best effort. The outcome belongs to the Lord. So whether you ace this test or whether you don't do as well as you hoped you would, as long as you've given your best effort and you've been a good steward of that, that outcome isn't yours. That outcome is the Lord's. And that's something that we can be thankful in. It takes the pressure off. You don't have to be nervous because the Lord doesn't make mistakes. So let's pray and thank Him for that. Heavenly Father, we ask that You give us calm spirits. We ask that You give us focus this week. Lord, we ask that You help us to perform at the best of our ability. Allow us to be good stewards of our time, good stewards of the minds and bodies that You've given us, because they're not our own. They belong to You. So let us give these tests and the results of them to You as our sacrifice, as our worship to You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have an incredible day ahead of you today. You've got achievement tests and Bible and math and science and history, English, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.